The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tainis Daf Chof Ches. In the Mishnah we learnt that Chamisha Dvorim Irula Aviseinu B'Shiva Asa B'Tamas, that there were five tzaras which took place on Shiva Asa B'Tamas, and one of them was Huvka Ha'ir, that the walls of Yerushalayim were broken into in the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Goyim broke through the walls and invaded Yerushalayim. So the Gemara asks, Huvko Ir B'Yad Zayin Hava? Were the walls of Yerushalayim broken through on Shiva Asa B'Tamas? V'aksiv, it says in the Pasuk, B'chaydesh Harvi B'tisha B'chaydesh. It was in Chaydesh Tamas, on the ninth day of the month, Vati Boka Ha'ir, that the walls of Yerushalayim were broken into. Which l'chayra would be mashma, that if the tzar took place on Tisha B'Tamas, then the appropriate yom for the tainus would be on Tisha B'Tamas. The Gemara answers, Amarova loikasha, kan berishayna, kan bishniya. That by the first base of Mikdash, in a chanami, the Huvkoir, Yerushalayim was broken into, on the ninth of Tamas. Masha'enke, in the second base of Mikdash, so there, Yerushalayim was broken into first on Shiva also B'Tamas. If one looks in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Tov Kuf Memtes, so the Mechaber says, Afal Gav Dichsiv B'Kra, B'Chaydesh Revi, B'Tisha L'Chaydesh Huvkoir. Even though it says clearly in the Pasuk that the walls of Yerushalayim were broken through on Tes Tamos. Ein misadim b'tespay, el b'yid zayim b'y. We fast on Shiva Asar. Neish afa pishar yishayinu hufka b'tespay, kivan she b'shniya hufka b'yid zayim b'y. Since in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, it was broken in on Shiva Asar b'tamos. Tiknu lisadis b'yid zayim b'y. Chazal or misakin that we fast on Shiva Asar. Mishum de churban Beis HaShvay yishayini chomerlan. Because for us, we're still in Golas from the Churban Beis HaShani. Memela, we fast according to the date of the Huvko Ir of Beis HaShani. The Shaila that the Rishonim asks, and the Chrenim also ask, is that L'chaira, the Takonilis Anos is the Takonis Nadim. The Pasuk says that B'chaydesh Tzoyim HaTzoyim HaRavi and Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, Tzoyim HaAsiri. So the Nevi'im were geyser these tainis. Now we have a klal that a bezin cannot turn over a gzeira of a bigger bezin, of a freidika bezin. And for sure there's nobody around, even the times of Chazal, who could turn over a takanas Nevi'im. So the shaila is that if the Nevi'im were misakin, that they should go ahead and fast on Tes Tamos, so how could the later generations, at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, could the Tanoim go ahead and change the Yom HaTainis to Yud Zayin B'Tamos? How could one go ahead and change a Takanas HaNevi'im? That's the Shaila. So the Minchas Chinuch is Mayrach in the Shaila. And Be'emison, the same Teretz that the Minchas Chinuch says, the same Yisoid that the Minchas Chinuch says in general, the Ritva is Meida al kolponim ben miksas to this yisoid, but basically the Minchas Chinuch says is that if you look at the lashon of the Torah of the Nevi'im, the pasuk says tzoyim haravi, tzoyim hachamishi, tzoyim hashvi, tzoyim hasiri. Zok the Minchas Chinuch that the Nevi'im were misakin to fast one day in Tamuz, one day in Av, one day in Tishrei, and one day in Teves. However, which specific day to go ahead and fast was not misukin by the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im left up to every community, to every shtetl, every ear, every bezin, to decide when in Tammuz and when in Av, when in Tishrei, and when in Teves are they going to have a Yom Tainis in this shtot for to commemorate the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the Chodesh is Mechuyif, but the Yom Shabbai is not Mechuyif. That's the Yisoy the Minchas Chinuch says. The male Zok the Minchas Chinuch, that although the Takana of Tammuz would be Divrei Nevi'im, but one can equally be Yoytze the Takana of Tzayim Haravi, both if one fasts on Tes, or if one fasts on Yizayin. Because what's the gate to Takanas HaNeviim? Takanas HaNeviim is that one fasts any day in Tammuz. One can fast in Beis Tammuz or in Chav Zayin Tammuz too. It doesn't make a difference. One has to fast one day in Tammuz. B'meila, the Baal and the Neviim were only misakin a tainus in Tammuz, but not a specific day to fast. B'meila, in the Shpet and the Kedaris, they were able to decide that they want to fast on Yud Zayin and not on Tes, because Yud Zayin is the actual anniversary of when the walls were broken through in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. The Minchas Chinuch says that with his Yisoid, you can miyashiv several Shver Gemaras. First of all, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah brings a Machloikis Tanoim. When is Tzayim HaAsiri? Which day in Teves are we supposed to fast? Is Tzayim HaRevi on Asar B'Teves, like we fast, which is Boi B'Yayim Samach Melech Bavel? That's the day when the Melech Bavel surrounded, laid siege on Yerushalayim? Or should we fast on Hei Teves, which is the day when the news of the Churban Beis HaMikdash got to Bavel, and that's when they had the Shak and the original Avelos HaLachurban? And it's Machlokes. Do we fast on Hei? Or do we fast on Asar B'Teves? In fact, the Minchas Chinuch is not Chapela. How can we have a Machlokes which day is the Tainus? What did they do the whole time of Golos Bavel? When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the Pasuk says that these days become Yimei Sosei V'Simcha, they become days of Yom Tovim, and then after Churban Bayis, they go back to become Yimei Tainus. Something which one does every year, how could you have a Machlokes which day is the Yom Kavua to do it? What did you do last year? What did you do 2 years ago? What did you do 10 years ago? What did your father do? What did your Zayde do? How could you have a Machlokes whether the Yom Hatainus is on Hei Teves or on Asar B'Teves, if this is something which is going on for hundreds of years? First as a Tainus during Golos Bavel, you may Simcha during the Binyan Bayisheni, and now back during Churban Bayisheni as a Yom Tzara. How could you have a Machlokes which day is the day which is the Tainus? Zok the Minchas Chinuch. Why you say it's Takaveri Geshmak? And he adds a Knech. He says the Pshat's like this, that there were obviously Shtetlach, which were fasting on Zion, on Hay, and there were Shtetlach, which were fasting on Yud. And there were probably other Shtetlach, which were fasting other days on Teves, based on other Cheshbainis, which that particular Shtetl had. In the times of the Tanoim decided that they don't want the Torah to be any more Kishtei Torahs. He stells to the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Bo was Mesakin, that we should blow Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. So, one of the Mahalchim from the Ge'enim is that really any Kel Shefer is correct. And every Shtetl would blow Shefer according to the way they made a crying sound, a Yolala, a Yavava in their Shtetl. However, Chazal did not want it to be Kishtei Tayers, so Meila they were Mesakin, everyone should do the same. Everyone should do a Tashrat and a Tashat and a Tarat. The same way, Zokta Minchas Chinuch, at this point in time, Chazal wanted that Gantz Klal Yisrael should go ahead and should fast the same day. So since they wanted Gantz Klal Yisrael to go ahead and to fast the same day, the Meila they looked at all the various Menhagim, all the various days in Tevis, and really different communities are doing different things. When they wanted in Misak an appropriate day for the entire Klal Yisrael to fast in Tevis, so that's a Machlokes. One Shita says everyone should fast on Hay, because that's when the news came to Bavel. One Shita says that everyone should fast on the Asiri, Asar B'Tevis, because Boi Samach Melech Bavel. And Lahalacha, we pass that everyone fasts on Asar B'Tevis. But Al Kulpan in the Machlokes was Shaykh, because it's not a Machlokes in the Kodesh HaNevi'im, it's a Machlokes in what should Chazal be Kevea L'Chol Ha'Deiros. And that's also the Pshat in the Gemara we're going to have in Daf Chav Tes later on. Rabbi Yechanan says that if he would have been Ba'isei Der, if he would have been there, he would have been Mesakin that they should fast on Yud of instead of Tisha B'Av, because Rav of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt by Asiri. Menachas Chinuch learns up that what's the Shaila? There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. I'm sorry, there are some Echlins up. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, Uvo Pritzin V'chilaluha, that when Goyim come into the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is Paka. On the other hand, we have a klal, which Rabbi Yechon Taka holds of, Makriven Al Pishein Bayis, that Kedusha of HaMikdash lasts even Bizman Azeh. Memela, the Chachom who Kaveh B'tshi, they held, Uvo Pritzin V'chilaluha, that once the Goyim came in, the Kedusha was Paka, Memela, although the binyan was not built, was not burnt until Asiri, but the Kedusha for the entire building was Paka when the Goyim walked in the door, was Paka B'tshi. So for us, the Churban took place on Shi. The building that was bought, burnt afterwards is Ubo Pritzin V'chilalua. Was already a Bayis Shachel. Rabbi Yechon holds Makriven Alf Pisha in Bayis. Memela, Rabbi Yechon holds that Ubo Pritzin V'chilalua does not apply fully to the Makam HaMikdash. The Kedusha of the Makam HaMikdash remains, and therefore Roiv of the base mixture was Nisraf on Asiri, Memela, we should go ahead and we should fast on the day that Roiv was Nisraf. The Pella is that what is Yerechon saying? Yilmoli ha'yisi sham, I would have said. We're talking about that the Nevi'im were Kaveh the Tainus. If the Nevi'im were Kaveh al-Pi Nevu'ah, the Tainus should be on Chi, Memela, how's it Gemol to say, Rabbi Yechon to say, if I would have been there, I would have pushed for Asiri. If the Nevi'im have the Dvar Hashem, that the Yom HaTainus is on Chi, how could anybody go ahead and pick a different Yom HaTainus? Zogman Chaschinach, that Lefi his Yisrael is Takaveh Gishmak. Because the Nevi'im just said Tzayim HaChamishi. They said that they had to fast in the Chaydish Av. Which day of Chaydish Av? That's already Takanas Chazal. That Chazal figured that Chi is the most appropriate because that's when the picture was set on fire. Ubo Pritzin V'chilalua. After that, it was already destroyed. The Ruchnis is already out. Rabbi Yechon, Makriv Nalpishein Bayis, holds that it's better to go ahead and to fast on Asiri. But he's not arguing with Divrei Nevi'im, but rather he's arguing on a Takanas Chazal. The Michas Chinuch goes on to say, a nafkemina lahalacha based on his psak. Bizman hazeh, which is really a different shmus, the darga of our tainius is a darga of derabbanim. It's not a darga of takanas hanavim, but it's a darga of a derabbanim. We're in a matzav of rotu misanim, rotu ein misanim, that when there's not a shmad and there's not the basic understanding, there's no chiyuv to fast, no chiyuv itiyantif. It's rotu misanim, therefore the divrei mitzad divrei nevi'im. It's only a begeder rotsu. The chiyuv to fast comes to Divrei Chazal. And since the chiyuv to fast comes to Divrei Chazal, memela, if one did not fast on the day that Chazal were misakin, he was sick, he had an oinus, he does not have to make it up. The tainus is Yud Zayin, Zehu. He missed Yud Zayin, he does not have to fast. However, let's say Rachman al-San is a Shas HaShmat, in which case the tainus revert back to become Divrei Nevi'im. Let's say, what's going to be the Beis Mikdash standing, and there's going to be Sosayin V'Simcha, there's going to be a mitzvah B'Divrei Kabbalah to go ahead and make a Yontif. And a person is Nenas. He doesn't go, he's unable to go ahead and celebrate the Yontif or to fast on the prescribed day by Chazal. Zot Mirchas Chinuch, he's going to have to make it up the next day. Because although the Takhanas Chazal, the Takhanas Derabbanan is over, Chazal or Misak and Yudzayin, but this person is still mutl on a Mechiyah B'Divrei Kabbalah. Because B'Divrei Kabbalah, he could fast on Yudches, he could fast on Yudtes, he could fast on Chaf, and B'Yotze the Chiyah B'Divrei Kabbalah. So what comes out is that the Divrei Kabbalah is any day in the month. Although he might have missed the Derabbanan Shebai, he might have missed the Takana Derabbanan, but the mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah is still mutl on him, and he would have to go ahead and fast another day. The Minchas Chinuch is also masber, that this is why we do not keep Sveika Deyema on the Tainis, even when it's a time where it's where one is mandated midivrei nevua to go ahead and to fast. L'chayra, divrei kabbalah is like divrei teira, and we should say sveiki l'chomer, we should have sveiki l'yema. Zokt the Minchas Chenuch, the same Yisayit. It doesn't pass Seikat Diyema. Because if by a Dinder Abonon, you don't need Seikat Diyema. It's all a Dinder Rai, so Dibre Kabbalah. But Dibre Kabbalah, even if the calendar is off, the date is off, whether he fasts on Tezayin or Yudzayin, whether Lomais he fasted on Teslov or Yudov, on Gimel Tishrei or Beis Tishrei, Midibre Kabbalah does not make a difference. And since Midibre Kabbalah does not make a difference, so Lemela, there's no reason to go ahead and to misakin the sake of the Yema, because one cannot mess up the Divrei Kabbalah, because every day of the month is eligible Midivrei Kabbalah from this Tainus. Now the emes is that Kevin Clarin, that there could be a practical nafgamina in this Yesod from the Minchas Chinuch. The Magen Avraham on the Mechaber that we mentioned earlier, that we fast Bisman Hazeh on Yud Zayin and not on Tes. So the Magen Avraham says like this: V'loi rotzu ligzer tainus gam b'tespay. Chazal did not want to be masakin a tainus also on Tes Tammuz. The ein matriach al tzibur yesem midai, because we can't matriach on the tzibur yesem midai. Zok the Magen Avraham. V'im kain bal nefesh is ane gam b'tespay. A bal nefesh should go ahead and should fast on Tes Tammuz also. Although we can't matriach on the tzibur to fast twice in Tammuz, a bal nefesh should go ahead and fast on Tes Tammuz. Mi uzok there? Mi Yerushalmi Isa shebrishayna yigam kein biyudzayin. In Yerushalmi it says that the first base mixture was also the Hufkir was on Yudzayin. The Yerushalmi answers our Gemara's kasha differently. Really, it was Hufkir the first time Yudzayin. I, the Navi, says, Tes. Zok the Yerushalmi, they had tzores tov b'cheshbon. That the tzores Yerushalayim was so bad, they had the dates mixed up. And therefore, the Navi recorded what the Olam thought, that it was Tes Tammuz, but really it was Yudzayim b'Tammuz. Zok the Magen Avraham, the way the Machz Shekel learns up, that if you learn like the Yerushalmi, that nothing happened on Tes Tammuz, the Mela Bal Nefesh does not have to fast on Tes Tammuz. So like the Bavli, that the Churban Bayis Rishon was on Tes, the Hufka Ir was on Tes, and the Hufka Bishnir was on Yudzayin, a Bal Nefesh fast twice. Masha Eken, according to the Yerushalmi, they both happened the same day. It was a Kilkul Cheshbainis, there's no reason even for a Bal Nefesh to fast twice. So the Shaila is as follows. Vos Epes a Bal Nefesh fast twice. You could say that a Bal Nefesh fasts twice, because Lamech, it's a Yom Ksara for Klal Yisrael. If you look at Enif Hilchas Tainus, you'll see that there are days which Ksaras happen to Klal Yisrael, and those days are Nikva L'Deiris for Balei Nefesh to go ahead and to fast. So if one learns like that, in a Chanami, if the first Churban happened, the Hufka Ir happened on Tes, so one should go ahead and to fast on Tes. But the emphasis is another way to learn the Magen Avraham. One could taina that the reason why the Bal Nefesh fasts is because since that's a yom which the Nevi'im were misakin to go ahead and Klal Yisrael should fast, just because we're not going to actually fast on that day because we have a svar of Ema Trichan al Tzibur Yoyis Meidai, but a Bal Nefesh should go ahead and should do what the Nevi'im were misakin. And even if you want to explain that the Chum had the Kayach to go ahead and to move the day, or Bizman Azeh, where the whole tainus is Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Mishainim Misanim, there's no true Chiyuv B'Divrei Kabbalah. But since that day is the day which was Nikva by Chazal, by the Nevi'im, to go ahead and fast, a Bal Nefesh should not be Mafchis the status of that day. If one learns that's the Indian of the Bal Nefesh fasting, so like the Minchas Chinuch, even a Bal Nefesh would not have to fast. Because the Hanocha of the Magen Avraham is that since Yudzayin was chosen, since Tes was chosen by the Nevi'im, it's not so easy to give it up. Masha'egen, according to the Minchas Chinuch, was never chosen. And even for Churban Bayis Rishon, there were many Kehillas, Erlecha Kehillas, which never fasted on Tes. They fasted on whatever day worked for them, worked for their shtot. Memela, if that was the original Takana, so L'chaira, and that was the original Hanhaga, L'chaira, even a Bal Nefesh, only has to fast one day in Tammuz, Yudzayin and Tes is equal in the eyes of the Nevi'im. They were never Mesakin, Abay Bayim. Memela, one can taina, even according to the Bavli, the way the Minchas Chinuch learns, even a Bal Nefesh does not have to fast twice on Tes, and Yudzayin could only fast on Yudzayin.
I just wanted to say that there's a famous avodrom which the Beis Yosef brings, which says that if a Sar B'Tavis would come out on Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos. Because the Navi writes, K'soiv B'Sefer B'Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. You should write B'Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, and Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh means that you should write down in the Navi that the Samach Melech Bavel was on Yud Tavis. Mimela, it's Deich HaShabbos. L'chayr, that Avodrom holds that Al-Kol Panim was negated to the Tzayim Ho'asiri, Chazal were Kaveya Day. The Nevi'im were Kaveya Day. They were Kaveya on Yud. Now, like the Minchas Chinuch who learns that even what's negated to the Tzayim Ho'arvi, there is no day which was chosen by Chazal, by the Nevi'im, in Chayidish Tevis, it was only a Shpeta Diktakonet to pick the day, that Avodrom Vaisdeis holds that the Tainus is on Asara B'Tevis is Midivrei Nevi'im. And the Machlokes in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, whether one fasts on Hei Tamuz or on Yud Tamuz, is a Machlokes in Divrei Nevi'im. It's not a Machlokes like Minchas Chinuch says in Takonis Chazal, but it's a Machlokes Gufa in the Takonis HaNevi'im.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.